Wednesday, Turkey Breast Day. Thursday, Italian BMT Day. Only at Subway.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
I'm a fair guy, but this heat is making me absolutely crazy.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Headphones down just a titch, if that's a word. Just a little titch. Bit down. There you go. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. How are you? Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. We call it that because it used to be really, really large, like five of us. And it was a morning show. Then we moved it to the afternoon. It's still larger than most. Most shows, one person, two person. So, and the AM and the PM thing, I do continue every once in a while to get, and you guys do maybe too. What does that mean?
Yeah.
And we think it's obvious, but I guess it's not obvious to everybody. And here's the answer. We don't know what it means. I'm kidding. Mm-hmm. It means we're on AM radio in the afternoon, so we are AM radio in the PM. It also means this is a morning show, AM, but now it's on in the PM. So it has two meanings. And if you want to come up with a third meaning, fine. That's fine with us. We're just glad you're here. I'm on this music kick now. Like we dissected those songs.
Yeah.
Are you on like a weird music kick like that one we heard yesterday?
Well, I'm on. And part of the reason is my wife never, almost never says any. First of all, she doesn't listen most of the time. But she almost never comments on anything. But now she's commented and happened to have been in the car twice. And she loved picking apart the lyrics. So second thought, let's just not do it anymore. Yeah. And she likes it.
Because then she'll keep listening.
But then I get an email. No, I take that back. It wasn't an email. It was online. And some columnist, a music critic, came up with a list of 9 country songs that should never be played again. And I thought, okay, well, that kind of thing, I have to go click and take a look. So I have the 9 songs. Now, if you don't know country music, there are 3 or 4 in here. There's no way you don't know these songs. A couple I don't know. And in a couple I could not disagree more with when they say should never be played again. So that ought to keep you tuned in. We'll do that shortly. Does anybody have anything to say?
I don't today.
I don't either.
All right. There was a TV newscaster, and it was a network news channel. And they were talking today about the release of this Tim Cook got up from Apple, and they did the new iPhone 7. So they're talking about it, and even though it doesn't have a jack for your headphones, it has this and that. And then the electronics expert he was interviewing said, and it also gives you the option of a whole lot more memory. And the anchor back in the newsroom said, really? Well, mine has 64 gigabytes. And he says, and I think that's the most you can get. Well, first of all, he's wrong there. He could have gotten 128. He said, how much does the new one have? And the electronics guy said 250 something gigabytes, like 258 gigabytes. And this anchor said, oh my goodness, you could have an entire movie on there. Now, yeah. I don't know a lot, but correct me if I'm wrong. 258 gigabytes, you could have 100 movies.
A movie is like maybe two. 1.5 to 2, yeah.
Yeah, so you could have 100, over 100 movies. He said you could have an entire movie on
We were talking a little bit about this off the air. You weren't in the room, though. How every time, all day long, on every news source, it's like a giant commercial. For this new phone, like earlier on CNN,
oh, they don't have to advertise because they.
It's no what other product.
No, I agree.
Out there gets this kind of coverage.
I agree,
and it's just we tweak the camera a little bit. It's only got
Wouldn't
one.
Wouldn't that
button
be great if when the new Impala came out, that's all they talked
about?
All,
oh yeah,
it's already the what number one or number two company in the world.
Maybe that's why. Maybe part of their brilliance is it's kind of like Trump. He doesn't have to spend a lot of money because they're always talking about it.
But all of these sources are in the business of selling advertising.
I know.
And all they're doing all day long is giving giant free commercials.
Well, wait, here's something, and I'll mention the name only because when they first came into this market, and it was Krispy Kreme Donuts, they sent donuts to every radio station and TV station.
And they were smart because most radio people are dumb enough. Hey, look who we got in the studio today. Look, Krispy Kreme donuts. Well, thank the folks at Krispy Kreme.
Two boxes of donuts that they sent that to them cost 20 cents.
Yeah. I know.
They get a free
meal. And they probably, in the course of the morning show, mentioned it 6 times.
Oh, yeah.
And Bob, what'd you eat? About 5 of those Krispy Kremes?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Leave something for everybody else. Yeah, no, you're right.
It's Krispy like Kreme. The ice cream company in town that gets, it seems, for different events. It's let's go there and film a segment
and I got news for you, that custard is no better than a couple other custards in there.
I don't get it.
They just came along.
I mean, it's good
first.
But they're all good. Anything with a bunch of sugar and eggs and and that's sweet,
how can you go wrong?
I've yet to have bad ice cream anywhere,
or frozen custard or whatever. Don't call it ice cream.
Whatever,
that's a great point. I've had flavors I didn't like, but I don't think I've ever had a horrible ice cream.
No.
How many times have you been taking a bite of ice cream and go, this is horrible?
You spit it out.
You kidding?
Yeah.
No, some is creamier than I like. Some is maybe grainier than you like. Or it's too mushy or too frozen. That's not the ice.
For the most part,
the
taste is appealing no matter what.
Just put all that stuff in there you're not supposed to put in it. It'll be fantastic. Now, I have one other thing that we're going to get to these country songs. I'll tell you what we could do also. Dr. Doug will be here about 4:14 or so. If you have a pet, you might want to sort of just be prepared to call and talk to him because he's really good at what he does and he loves animals. But if there's something you'd like to chat about or something on your mind, we didn't get a chance to talk to many of you yesterday, and that always bugs me because if I had my way, that's all we'd do. We just take calls. What an easy job. Then this job would be easy.
Yeah.
As opposed to
now
it's so hard.
Trying to think of something to say.
So our number, and if you'd like to call and say, Frank, you know what? I know you're nervous about this Backstoppers tournament. Not about the tournament itself, but about getting a fourth in our foursome to play with me, Dan, and Peon. If you'd like to call right now and go on the air and go, hey, man, here's $2,000. Here's $3,000. That would be fantastic. That would make my day. I'm in a good mood anyway, but I'd be in a great mood if we could do that. Listen, when we do these Annie Gunn's dinners, I do one or two every year, and I've gotten as much as $6,000 from somebody just to go to dinner with me and my wife. It usually runs $2,000 to $4,000. Now, there has to be somebody out there. Now, maybe that's because that's couples. You know, they come with somebody. And maybe it's tough to get a single solo golfer. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll make it a fivesome. If you're more comfortable and you're only going to cough up this money if you can bring your husband or wife or girlfriend or mistress or whatever, yeah, fine. We'll have a fivesome. But we need this fourth player for sure. And we're at $1,500. I'm not begging. I don't beg. But I will do a guilt thing on you. eventually. If we get closer, and this is 2 weeks from this Friday, it's creeping up on us. That's our golf tournament. Our golf tournament is sold out. Thank you. I knew it would be. Thank you all for that. Thanks to the great people who are participating. Mark and Jason are sponsoring lunch. Londoff and First Community co-sponsoring. They're doing two hole-in-one opportunities to win cash or a car. The guy of Frizzoli's, Frizzelli, what's the pizza? Peroni's?
Peroni's.
Peroni's Pizza. Oh, yeah. Rick, he's providing
appetizers,
a bunch of pizzas. Yeah. The rib crib, is that right?
It's
doing the lunch.
Yeah.
And then we have other great advertiser sponsors. It's going to be a great tournament. But now you can't get in because we're sold out. But yes, you can. Those of you who are of means, cost you $2,000. Three? Fine, I'll take it. Now, I could come on here and do that. I got 15, and I got 15, I look for two, look for two, look for two, got 15, look for two, look for two, money, I have to get it's got 15, but $2,000. You know who's listening right now is jealous, that farmer Dave.
Yeah.
He's thinking, hey, I thought I was the only one.
I'm the pro that does that.
I was the only one that could do that. Hang on, I just got a text. Maybe it's money. Hold on here. Let me just take a quick look. You never know.
Bring him some milk.
It's somebody, it's another advertiser saying that we are going to do business with Johnny Londoff. It's an advertiser.
Oh, great.
It's an advertiser who for 10 years has had a relationship with another Chevy dealer.
Oh.
And that dealership changed hands and did something, made a huge mistake with this particular advertiser. And sort of disrespected them and treated them rudely, and it looks like they've just lost all of the business, because this is a business. They buy vans and trucks. It looks like it's all going to go to Londoff now, so that's good news. And thank you that. Thank you for the text. Now, again, I'm not going to do the, I got 1500, I got 15, look for two, 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 who's got a 2000 spot, I got 2000, I got 15, I got $1,500, come on, let me do that, how did they get started anyway? Why can't you just get up and go, all right, we got 1500.
Over here we have 600.
I'm looking for two.
Over
here. Do I have two? That would work.
And there's a term for it. I don't know if it's chatter or.
But it has become the only way to auction things. It's I don't know how to describe it. It's like a traditional other language, and the guys who are best at it are the ones you cannot understand. The better you are at it, the harder you are to follow, because they're rattling it off. I got 15. I got 15. If I practiced it, maybe I could do it. I'm no farmer, Dave. So that's the deal. I'm looking for more than the 1500 we have for our fourth. 314. And you don't have to call for that. Don't think that if you call and we take the call, that means you're pledging $2,000. You're not. Just, we don't care why you call. 314-969-KTRS. From most cell phones, star KTRS.
It says here the reason they started that is just to build up anxiety
and energy
with the bidders.
Well, and energy.
It's just getting people excited, and then you go, I better jump in. Somebody else.
Urgency.
Yeah.
There's an urgency. It's going so fast.
That's all it's for, is just for that.
Well, here's the urgency. Going once, going twice. There's the urgency.
But for some reason, when you're...
I know.
The fast movement of the...
I know. Again, for most cell phones, star KTRS. You call for anything else. We don't care. Something on your mind. We didn't get to talk to anybody yesterday. We're here to help. We're practically, without the actual license, psychologists and helpers. Over the years, Peon, how many people, how many problems have we saw?
Oh, countless. Easily thousands.
Can't even count. And then there's that one goofy number, 888-550-KTRS, if you want to jump in on that. Excuse me, but I have to find out who Dan's on the phone. He's on the phone with anybody. Now.
It was, there was a guy named Bill who didn't want to go on the air, but he did say that he wanted to bid.
Hold on. Do we need a timpani?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. This is so good. This makes me so happy. And this is Backstoppers. This goes all of the profits. Backstoppers.
He wanted to bid $2,000.
Yes! Bill! You're the man, Bill. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. There we go. We're on our way. See, I don't settle.
No,
I don't settle. We're on our way. And if it sticks it to, see what that call is. You don't have to call the bid. Call for anything else. Folks, we got $2,000 for Bill. You're going to have more fun than you'll probably ever have in any other 18 holds you play for the rest of your life. And that's mainly because of Dan.
Oh, sure.
Dan's worth the price of admission just to watch him play. And I didn't mention this before. If you're in our foursome and there's just the four of us out on the golf course, Normandy Golf Club, it's just the four of us, you get a private audience for the sausage joke, if you want it.
Oh.
For Dan doing the scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz, if you want. Let's just throw all of Dan's Wizard of Oz impressions in.
I'll do the Wizard of Oz in less than 5 minutes.
My goodness.
You.
Yeah. Oh, the entire cast.
Yeah.
And 18 holes takes, 4 hours, even shotgun start, the best ball, still about 4 hours. You're going to see the show of shows.
And I'll even bring my harmonica.
Oh, now we're now. Come on.
Now wait.
Yeah, now it's turning becoming irresistible.
Here's the other thing. I will bring a harmonica for them to give them.
Oh, come on, Dan.
Yeah. You're going to gift the harmonica?
Our fourth in our foursome gets not only...
Sorry, Bill. 2,000 isn't enough anymore after hearing all that.
Yeah, that harmonica just drove this up to $3,000.
Yeah.
So let's just recap. You play golf with the three of us. All completely different golfers. One has power and distance. That's peon. No direction. Just power and distance.
Mm-hmm.
The other has sometimes power and hits the target and goes down the fairway and sometimes completely misses the ball because he's blind. And that would be Dan. And then we have to help him find it because he's blind. And then you have me. My best drive is pretty much like the drive of the average 12-year-old girl.
I probably 125, 150.
Yeah, I had back surgery years ago. I'm not risking it because it was a round of golf that did my wife's back in. It was one round of golf, and she felt it and knew it, and look what happened. She said second set of screws put in her spine. So I have no distance, but I'm fairly straight. I play like an old man. You play with old people, and they don't have a lot of power, but they just kick it forward straight, and next thing you know, they're on the green.
That's the way to do it.
And I don't particularly care for golf. Let's talk about golf. Let's talk about the game for a second. When I came here to work here 19 years ago, I had never played golf. And then I realized it seems like everybody plays golf. It's like every guy, we'll be on the golf course. Yeah, had a bad round. And I thought, well, I don't even play.
And
so,
you always said you had no desire to even play.
No, but I thought this is something I need to do. So I got some clubs. And some ball. Oh, I have to tell my most embarrassing story, and you know what I'm gonna do, don't you?
Yeah.
I go to the driving range. Now I've been playing like 2 months or something, and I go to a driving range, and I'm hitting balls, and the guy next to me, who I don't even know, he goes, you realize you're hitting brand new balls. I was hitting my own new balls on the driving range.
Just taking them out of your bag.
And I'd gone through about 10 or 12 of them, and it didn't hit me. It didn't register. Here's a bucket of, and so I lost like a dozen balls. And the guy said, he just looked at me like, what the heck? I'm going, are you crazy?
What's wrong with you?
And I said, hey, man, I'm a new golfer. I wasn't thinking, and thank you. Thanks for pointing that out. So I don't.
And then, not only that, how far in? Maybe a year or two?
Oh, no. The hole in one?
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't played a year. No.
Was it not
6 months,
year?
Maybe. I get a hole in one.
With a range ball?
Yeah.
He was hitting a range ball off the
tee. 7-iron, 90 yards or something, and a range ball, and I get a hole in one. It's pure luck. So I don't really care about it, but what is fun is when you're with people that you enjoy being with. It's a good afternoon, as long as nobody gets too serious or cares that I don't care
about
being better. And what I really don't like, if you're the fourth in our foursome, you can do whatever you want. You can do what I'm about to tell you is what I don't like. be my guest, because Bill, in this case, is throwing $2,000 toward backstoppers. I don't like playing with these people where they, you know, Frank, if you just put your right foot, they start giving
you
lessons.
Yes.
I don't want to get better. I don't want this to be a lesson. I don't want to work at this. And some people can't understand that. They go, how could you not want to be better? Because to get better, you have to work.
It's not
at
just
it.
Yeah. You can't just have somebody tell you one thing and automatically you're going to be better. You have to practice and practice and practice.
Oh, choke up on the club a little bit. Shut up. Just you play well, and I won't, and don't tell me how to play. So you're going to have a good time. Bill, I cannot, man, oh, man, thank you so much. We were stuck at 1,500. Now, and I'm going to end it here, and we're going to move on. Are you people going to let Bill get this for $2,000? I mean, come on. $2,000? You're going to let him hear the sausage joke, play 18 holes with me, Dan, and Pion, get not only a harmonica serenade, but a free identical harmonica to Dan's and a crash. I'm going to throw this in for you. Course in playing the harmonica.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll do that.
And I will promise you this. Whoever you are, man, woman, young, old, this is an absolute guarantee. After one lesson with Dan, you will, guaranteed, play as well as he does.
Oh, yeah. Now,
maybe even better.
Maybe even better.
Yeah. And you know what? If they choose to, if they want to, we could do an impromptu little concert right at the end in the clubhouse while everyone's eating Peroni's.
No, this is for the fourth. And
yeah,
fourth.
That's letting everybody else.
No, these
who
other
just
people
paid $100.
Yeah, they didn't pay enough
that
for that.
Oh, okay,
that's a valuable.
Yes, that's right. Something.
Now, Dan, you're too generous.
Okay.
You dial that back. Let me take a couple quick calls here. This is Rich, who's been listening for longer than we've actually been on the air. I think Rich turned the radio on a year before we even went on the air and was ready. Rich, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm in the PM.
Well, we know that. Hallelujah. What's going on, Rich?
Well, I think I might need the problem solver.
Well, then I think you might need us, because we are
the problem solvers.
Rich, what's the problem?
Well, my own stupidity, I guess Monday afternoon, walking through the house, carrying my tablet, tripped over my own feet, I pulled the dam, and I dropped my tablet that landed screen down, flat on a ceramic tile floor,
and cracked the crap
out of the glass.
Oh, boy.
Now, I know it could be repaired, but I don't, you know, I can have that glass changed out. I don't know where to go. I don't know if I need to go to the mall.
I've seen a bunch of screen repair places at the mall, but I don't know how.
No, I think they're very legitimate.
Okay.
In fact, I was out of town, and I had an issue with my phone, and there was a kiosk in the mall in another city, and I forgot the name of it, you know, Cricketeer or whatever it was. And, I mean, they did fantastic work.
Oh, yeah. I know someone that had it was a phone, but it was a pretty nice-sized phone. Their screen repaired at one of those places in the mall.
And so, Rich, have you Googled tablet screen repair in the St. Louis area? Have you just Googled that?
Yeah, I played. Google hates me. It'll take me 45 minutes to find something that anybody else can find in 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's never taken me more than 10 seconds to find anything.
For what I understand, too, I think $100, I think, is the normal average price, I think. Yeah.
What is it, an iPad?
No, it's a Samsung Galaxy Tab 4, the 10.5-inch screen on it.
Let me give people an idea of what that is. Here, 10.5-inch. That's a big screen.
Oh, man.
Yeah. No, I think these mall places are, I think they're all very good.
Somebody just called and said there's a place in front of Menards on Manchester and Baldwin that does that, and they do really good work.
There you go.
There you go.
Are you on the road today?
Yes, I am. I'll probably be in town this weekend. I'll have to run by there. I guess I'll try by there and see what they can tell me. Because I did come across a few different, you know, trying to search where to go, saying that the glass is only about $10 or $15.
No, it's not. I don't think it's a big deal.
Labor.
I really don't.
I think that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to take it in the shorts on the labor. I just didn't know where to go, but I couldn't see spending another $200-$300 on a tablet when this one's not even a year and a half old.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Mount Vernon, Illinois.
Yeah, I've been there. Bought a motorcycle there.
I know you can't believe it because the station has no signal at all. It's hard to believe I'd be 80 miles out of St. Louis.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what the other station says. We have no signal. Rich, let me tell you, I'm going to let you go, but let me tell you something, buddy. You really don't have any idea how much we appreciate your loyalty. If everybody could be as loyal to advertisers and to a show like this as you are, man, the world would be a fantastic place. Thank you.
Well, the reason I listen is because you guys do put on the best show on radio.
What? What?
You guys do put on the best show on radio anywhere in the country.
Thank you.
Terrestrial or satellite. I turn my satellite off to listen to you guys.
Listen to this. This guy's all over the country. He hears everything. And he says we're the best.
And Rich, Jose always recommends getting the extended warranty on tablets and this is why.
Yeah. Most stuff you don't get extended warranty, but this stuff like tablets and phones, it's usually a good idea.
Yeah, I should have, but I didn't. I was cheap.
All right, Rich, take it easy, man. Be careful, okay?
All right, appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Okay. We've done it again. Thank you, singers. One quick call, then we have to take a break. And I'm gonna talk to this woman because I love this name, Kara. Kara, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to let you know that I broke my tailbone. Playing golf.
You had to fall down to do that.
Basically, this is how much I can't stand golf. I mean, it just, as the day got progressed and went on and on, my strokes just got worse and worse. And finally, I was like, oh my God, I'm done. And I went to go sit in the cart, and I literally just slammed right down on the little arm thing.
Oh, man, that metal piece. Oh, shoot.
I shot out of it. My son is sitting there going, what's going on? And, of course, expletives came out of my mouth, and I'm like, I think I broke my tailbone.
Oh, my.
And I did.
Wow.
So and I do not play golf anymore.
Well, I don't blame you. That's like getting food poisoning, and you can't go back to that restaurant anymore.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, well, Kara, I'm guessing we will not be seeing you at our golf tournament.
Sorry.
Look, you got a lot of money. Why don't you just write a check and just ride with us? Just ride with us.
I don't know. I might sit on that on that armchair thing.
No, we'll bring a special custom pad. We'll cover it for you. So, Kara, thank you for the call.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. I liked her. The women who call here, they're different. You know, they're special. Now, let me say something quickly here. I know we're late. You know what I like? I went to First Community Credit Union today, and on the way walking to my car, there was she had been in front of me at the teller's window, and I was behind her. She had the most beautiful braided hair. When women pull their hair back and braid it up and down and put a little clip in there, I think that is like the prettiest, most effeminate. I love that. I like effeminate women. And I don't know what has happened, but at some point, and one of my wife's girlfriends was talking to her about this, when did men decide to be so girly? When did they decide that, you know, it was no longer okay to just be a man, have some back hair, and walk like a man, sit like a man with your legs crossed?
Because a couple of women told those guys that it would be nice to not have hair, not have back hair.
Well, you know what? Don't listen to them. I have my hair on my back. And the way guys walk and stand and talk and sit, knock that crap off. Unless you're gay, knock it off. It's like an epidemic or something. And women, I know this is old school. If you're straight and you're a woman, act like a lady, act like a woman, you know? I mean, I don't know what happened. Welcome to Old People Talk.
Dude looks like a lady.
Speaking of First Community, I was there today, and I'm so glad. Thank you to that really pretty girl who stood in front of me. That's just worth, I didn't even care how long I waited. And how do women do that? Behind their heads, they braid their hair. How do they do that? And it's perfect. It's like a woven quilt or something. It's beautiful. So thank you for standing in front of me. First Community Credit Union. the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, 42 locations, and we know for a fact that 43 is in the works. We'll let you know when it's open and ready for you. I do all my banking there, all of it. We're inviting you to do that, too. And then you'll be a member. See, where you bank now, you're just a customer. Nah, you're a member at First Community. It's like a club, like belonging to a club. Cost you, like any club, cost $1. $1 per account. Full disclosure. Great popcorn, great people, great service, great rates, stability. That is why they are number one. First Community Credit Union. Please just give it some thought. It's not that big a deal to get away from your bank who doesn't care about you anyway. You're not that special. FirstCommunity.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, they did clear the accident on Highway 270 at 170. It does look like we have slow traffic, though, eastbound between McDonald and Washington Elizabeth. I don't know if we have an incident right now or not, but it looks like eastbound Highway 70 right around Highway 370. We've got some stop-and-go traffic there. Westbound from the Earth City Expressway out through 5th Street, they cleared the stalled vehicle that was on southbound 55 at Butler Hill. We're all thinned out there. Southbound 270 running slow between Ladue down through Doherty Ferry, and on eastbound 40, things slowing now. A little bit east of Timberlake Manor up through Mason. Downtown westbound 40 is slow approaching Kings Highway out through McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They still have everything you need for back to school at low prices, period. From backpacks to binders, notebooks, folders, and post-it notes. Make low prices happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
We're taking the show on the road. In fact, we're going to Illinois, Mid-America Airport. Martin and Randy hanging out in the terminal. Plus, special guest, she was the voice of Bobby on King of the Hill.
The Martin Kilcoin Show on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stephspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Wednesday. That means you can enjoy an extra large 20-inch one-topping pizza and hot, cheesy garlic bread for $17.50 at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at stephspizza.com. It's the pizza and garlic cheese bread special every Wednesday at Stefanina's.
With a Kohler standby generator from CK Power, your power stays on even when the rest of the neighborhood is in the dark. Kohler natural gas and propane-powered backup generators can restore power to your home or business in as little as 10 seconds. They're recognized by the National Home Builders Association and Consumer Reports as the highest quality and best value choices when protecting your home from power interruptions. CK Power has been a Kohler Power Systems distributor for more than 30 years and provides engineering, power system application expertise, sales, parts, preventive maintenance service, and year-round 24-hour emergency service. Don't be left in the dark. Get a Kohler standby generator from CK Power's professional commitment to quality installation and service. Kohler standby generators from CK Power, your complete source for engine and generator power. Call 1-855-CK-POWER or online at ckpower.com.
Hi, Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here. And I would like
Excuse
to talk
me.
To you about...
Excuse me.
Yes.
I just moved into a new house, and I really need to update my door locks and knobs. Can you help me?
We sure can. Here at Schnars Hardware, we have over 200 decorative hardware items on display, ready for you to order.
Awesome.
We order direct from quality companies such as Baldwin, Rocky Mountain Hardware, and MTech. When your order arrives, we may be able to match them to your current key. Do you have one that you would like to use?
Well, I have this one for the back door, the one for the side door, one for the garage, one for the shed, and... Oh, here they are. These two go to the front door.
Since you are replacing all of your locks, would you like us to key them alike so that you only need one key to open all the doors to your home?
Yes, please. Oh, and you were clearly recording a commercial before I interrupted, so I'll let you get back to that.
Oh, that's okay. So come by Schnars and let us help you eliminate that janitor jingle from your key ring. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
It only happens once a year, and it's happening now. The Midwest Floor Labor Day Spectacular. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor, St. Louis's premier flooring company. Please join us for our biggest sale of the year, our Labor Day Spectacular, where you will find an incredible savings on everything in our store. For the first time ever, save 30% on every carpet from every mill. Save 30% on every brand of hardwood flooring we carry, and take 30% off of every vinyl or laminate floor. Then, Midwest Floor Union Master Craftsman will install your new flooring with all the care and quality you deserve. This is the first time Midwest Floor has run 30% off of everything in our store. So if you're thinking of new carpet, hardwood, ceramic tile, or any other type of flooring, Midwest Floor has the entire store at an incredible 30% savings. That's now through September 10th at both Midwest Floor locations in Brentwood or in Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. See you at Midwest Floor's Labor Day Spectacular.
Did you know Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Missouri offers a program that adds more value to the benefits you offer your employees and saves you money? Live Health Online gives your employees immediate access to a doctor through live video consults, making it fast and easy to get the care they need. And for employers like you, that equals extra savings with fewer visits to higher-priced facilities and healthier employees who spend less time out of work. Isn't it time your healthcare benefits actually saved you money? Call Anthem at 314-923-4635 to learn more.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
In case you missed it, the latest update is we have $2,000 for our fourth. Let's give that Bill another round of applause. Thank you, Bill. He'll be the fourth unless somebody comes along with $2,500. Bill will be the fourth on September 23rd at Normandy Golf Club in our golf tournament that I am beyond happy to do because I know the profit is going to Backstoppers. I love Backstoppers. I love what they do. And we're big COP supporters here. I want to make sure they know that. All right. We're going to do everything we can to sort of counter all this negative hate toward the police officers. Now, when you have an accident, guess what? Who do you call? You call the police. Sure you do. You want to trash them and talk bad about them, but guess who you call when you're in trouble and you need help? You call the police. I've had an accident. And then you call your insurance company. And then you can either call Schaefer or just go there. They'll just take the car, forget this, set an appointment to come do an estimate, then bring it back. Just take it and leave it. They'll take care of everything. That's the way they operate. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Most body shops, I still call them body shops, have one, maybe two locations. They have 10. Imagine that, a body shop with 10 locations. And what sometimes happens when a business expands like that is the first two or three locations, everything's great. Quality control is there. The people in charge can kind of, you know, still manage and make. And then when they get four, five, six locations, the quality starts to suffer. Not at Schaefer.
Hey, Bill on line one said he has a testimonial
about Schaefer. Well, yeah. Shoot. Bill, can you do it in about a minute or less? I'd love to hear it.
I can. My thanks for having me on. My wife cranked a deer with our truck.
Oh, man.
My truck.
Been there.
and took it into Schaefer, and I went to pick it up, and they called me and told me everything that was going on. I only went there because of you. I honestly did.
This guy's beautiful.
I've had a number of places in the past that I've been happy with. To make a long story short, I got it back. It looked good, and they replaced one headlight. And I said, "Oh, the other one's kind of foggy." And they're like, "Oh, we'll take care of it for you." They took care of it for me, and I brought it back another time because the window was squeaking. They said, "No problem. We'll fix that." And it wasn't even something they needed to do. And the best part of the whole story was, I went back 2 weeks later with a completely unrelated issue, and the guy at the Crestwood store looked at me and said, "We could do it. But I'll tell you what, it would cost a lot of money. Here's how you fix it yourself."
Wow. You know what? The work is so good. It almost makes you want to go hit another deer, doesn't it?
Yeah, I did.
Almost.
You did?
Yeah, almost. No, they've done that with me. I had a dent issue, and they do that. But he said, "You know what? He gives me the name of," and I already knew that I went to Dent Devil, and you're right. They do that. I appreciate the call. Good timing.
No problem. All right. Have a great day.
Bill, thank you. There you go. I nothing else I need to say. Schaefer Auto Body. How are we doing on time? We need to break?
I think we have a couple minutes.
Okay. After Dr. Doug today, we're going to run through Piano Pull Him Up, and I've not given him any warning about this, but pretty easy for him to do because he's good at that. What some columnist or music critic says are the 9 country songs that should never be played again, anywhere, anytime. And I found that to be a very interesting list. I disagree with at least half
can
of
we,
it.
Can I guess one? See if it's on the list?
Go ahead.
I would think Achy Breaky Heart probably
is right absolutely there. Yeah. And that one I do agree with.
Yes, I would say.
Yeah, Achy Breaky is one of the 9. You're right. But then there are a couple you're going to go, "Oh, my goodness, they can't be more wrong." No, don't even try.
Don't try anymore. Right?
We got to make people hang on and stay with us to come back later. But we'll give you the other 8 songs. I will tell you that 2 of them are from Florida Georgia Line. I don't know anything about Florida Georgia Line. I've kind of lost touch with new country music, but
yeah,
they've got 2 of the 9.
Really?
Yeah, they can't be too happy about that. So we'll get to that. We'll do that. Huber, spelled with... did you want to break and come back? Let me do this.
No, you can go ahead.
H-U-B-E-R, Huber and Associates. I don't know anything about IT. I don't own a company where, we get computers and software and networking. I don't even know. Here. How about this? Last night, for the first time, and I'm almost embarrassed by this, I did a conference call on my cell phone. I had just forgotten, I guess, or never knew that I could talk to 2 people at once. I called one of my sons and told him that when I hang up, I'll call your brother. And he said, "Well, why don't you just put him on now?" Who? And he told me, I hit 1, it says add call, and then it automatically puts him on hold. I call his brother, it rings, boom, they're both on there. Now, this is how backwards I am. So I certainly don't know anything about IT, but Huber does. Huber and Associates, this is a Missouri-based, Jeff City to be specific, Missouri-based company with clients all over the United States. They have all kinds of businesses that have been smart enough to make Huber and Associates their IT partner. Because these businesses know that on their own and alone with just people in-house, they're not going to get 100% out of their IT. And you want to because your competition is. You can't let them get... And it happens before you wake up one day and you go, "My goodness, how did we fall in sales to 5th place? We used to be in 1st place or 2nd place." They become an extension of your team, and they will design and they will deliver technologically advanced IT solutions to put you out in front with your business. Competitive edge, that's what you're talking about. More efficient employees. You know what you're looking for to be successful, and of that, what you have to have great IT people to make it happen. Tools to optimize your infrastructure. increase productivity, strengthen customer interactions, work faster, smarter, Huber, H-U-B-E-R. Their website is teamhuber.com. You have a business, do yourself a favor. This is free. It doesn't cost you anything to get online. You just go teamhuber.com. If you can't remember, go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors, Huber and Associates. Meep, meep.
Let's get another check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Hey, Dan, I heard you guys talking about those country songs that not to be played anymore.
Right, yeah. Nine of them, according to somebody.
Well, you know what? The achy, breaky heart. Dan, you and I think, were working at Y98 at the time when they said we need to play that song.
No, it crossed over. Station. Oh, no, it crossed over. Yeah. It was on all the pop stations, top 40 stations. It was a massive hit. But I don't know which time you heard it, the 20th or the 30th, but there was that one point where you go, okay, I'm sick of it.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Because you could not get away from it. Yeah. And you're right. It wasn't just country stations. It was everywhere.
Yeah,
and an unlikely hit, too, because it's just stupid.
Yeah.
But we liked it.
I know. Now we hate it.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Listen, if you're traveling on southbound 270, it looks like right around Ladue or a little bit south of Ladue, you've got an accident. It's blocking the left lane, and it looks like possibly two or maybe three right lanes. Just a couple lanes getting through right now. And traffic has a pretty good backup up to Page. Now, we had an incident on northbound 170 north of Olive that was blocking, and that has traffic jammed up back to the Galleria Parkway. If you're coming in on eastbound 40, you're slowing now Timberlake Manor through Mason and downtown. Eastbound 40 drivers, you're slowing from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report brought to you by Staples. Staples still has everything you need for back to school at low prices, period. Backpacks, binders, notebooks, folders, post-it notes. Make low prices happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number
314-645-2000.
Frederick is the gold standard for roofing, and perhaps priced a bit lower than other bonded and insured roofers. When you invest money into fixing a hole in your roof or putting on a whole new roof, you want the peace of mind that you'll get only with Frederick Roofing. Plus, you can always depend on an immaculate cleanup when the job has been completed by Frederick's own licensed and insured crews.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing. Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.